The following program, Normal Show Live, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate for the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate or encourage any illegal activity and advise all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws by visiting normal.org, N-O-R-M-L.org. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers of Normal Show Live are their own and do not necessarily reflect the philosophy and policies of Normal. Listener discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition. Well,
one major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, tokers and tokettes. It is Thursday, October 14th, 2010, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Thanks for joining us for the next 60 minutes of news, talk, interviews, information, music, comedy, and more by, for, and about the cannabis community. Coming to you live from Rolla J Studios here in beautiful Potland, Oregon, and also up in beautiful Grass, Storia, Oregon, my good friend and half-half sister, Cannabis Carrie.
See how great that sounded? I love it. Oregon, Grass, Storia.
Yeah, Potland and Grass, Storia. That's the new designations. We love it. We love it. So Carrie's going to bring us our headlines right after the first break. What do we got in the news today, Carrie?
Well, I'm just going to warn all the stashers, you know, California will probably be dominating the news for the next few weeks with the coming of Proposition 19. And we have two stories coming out of California today. One, a piece from our wonderful Deputy Director Paul Armentano we're going to go over. Also, a ban on backyard growing we're going to talk about in a California community. And then if you can stand it, Russ, I thought I would sneak in a stupid stoner story.
Yay, a stupid stoner story. It's one of my favorites. All right. I know you cringe every time we have to do one, but you know that it's the medicine we have to give to our people. Don't be those people.
Yes, and I think today's definitely has a public service announcement for stoners somewhere in the background, so we're going to try to figure that all out coming up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Carrie. And also coming up on today's show at the 20-minute mark, we're going to have our Daily Toker Tunes. John Doe Radio always brings us the great Groovin' Thursday music we'll be hearing later today. At half past the hour, cops say legalized drugs. Our Leap speaker joins us. Nate Bradley, a former deputy sheriff in California, says... legalize it. And at 45 past the hour, speaking of comedy that I mentioned earlier, we've got Richard Mark from The Hydro Comics. They are a comedy and music troupe in New Jersey, and they are working with Chris Goldstein and the Coalition for Medical Marijuana New Jersey and Normal New Jersey out there. We're going to hear from them a little later on in the show. In hour two in Toker Talk Radio, our live hour, Ganja John should be calling in, so we'll get the latest updates on Ganja John and his health. And I may have just a little mini rant for you on something that's going on right here in Portland, Oregon, right here in Multnomah County that I thought might be interesting to talk about. Also, quick mention, this Saturday I will be at the Cypress Hill Smokeout in San Bernardino, California. I am moderating the Prop 19 panel, and we got some updates on that Prop 19 panel as far as who's going to be on the panel. I'm moderating, of course, and I got to scroll up here and find the names. Dave Bienenstock, the West Coast editor of High Times Magazine and the author of the official High Times Pot Smokers Handbook and a regular guest on our show. Former New Mexico Governor Gary Johnson from the Our America Initiative, he will be appearing on the panel this Saturday. Jeff Jones, campaign director behind Yes on Prop 19 and the executive director of the Patient ID Center. L.A.'s dopest attorney, Allison Margolin, will be on the panel. She's the daughter of L.A. Normal head Bruce Margolin. And a new late addition, former Alaska Senator Mike Gravel. Bell, former Republican presidential candidate, will also be on the dais with me as I moderate the Prop 19 panel at the National Orange Center this Saturday at the Cypress Hill Smokeout. And we will do our best to get you live coverage of that. We're crossing our fingers, hope we get the internet access we're looking for. Look forward to that on Saturday right here at live.normal.org. Coming up next, your Hemp Headlines with Cannabis Carry. Stick around. It's Normal Show Live. There's plenty coming up.
You're listening to Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
There is a peaceful solution called a peace revolution. And now let's take back America.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Like millions of freedom-loving Americans, I'm a marijuana smoker, and I don't think that that should be any of the government's business. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana. The next time you light up, take the time to let your elected officials know how you feel. It's time we legalize marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at NORML.org.
It's a kite, everybody.
This drug in front of me is what they call marijuana.
If we had a dime for every dime bag bought in America, marijuana would be legal by now. Donate to Normal at NORML.org and support Normal Show Live.
I'm going to light.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
Paul Armitano, the deputy director of Normal and a co-chair on a steering committee of health professionals for Prop 19, wrote a piece for the LA Times published today that says it doesn't matter which candidate wins the race for California's attorney general, they will have to respect the outcome of the election gracefully. The current Los Angeles County District Attorney Steve Cooley is in a close race against San Francisco's District Attorney Kamala Harris. Both are reluctant to say they would respect the voters' will should Proposition 19 pass. Now, Proposition 19, of course, is the ballot initiative to legalize marijuana in California, and it's up for a vote this coming November. At a debate between the two last week at UC Davis, both candidates were coy in their answers when it came to Prop 19. Neither Harris nor Cooley would state whether they would, as Attorney General, enforce and defend Prop 19. The Democrat in the race, Kamala Harris, was ambiguous regarding what her actions as Attorney General might be, saying, quote, "I believe that if it were to pass, it would be incumbent on the Attorney General to convene her top lawyers and the experts on constitutional law to do a full analysis of the constitutionality of the measure and what action, if any, should follow," unquote. LA District Attorney and Republican Steve Cooley was more vocal in his displeasure of the measure, saying about it, quote, "I really am strongly opposed to Proposition 19 for many reasons. I would be inclined to advise that it is unconstitutional and preempted by federal law," unquote. Armentano points out in his article that given the Attorney General is sworn to uphold all the laws of the state, not just the ones that he or she supports and agrees with, both candidates' responses to the question was disconcerting. Both candidates' personal biases against marijuana legalization could compromise their ability to objectively carry out their duties as the Attorney General. He calls both candidates arrogant on the matter, whereas Harris and Cooley believe that voters should be empowered to choose the state's top law enforcement officer, but not allowed to amend the state's marijuana laws. Harris' statement said that she would need legal counsel to see if the voters have the final word on the matter, and Cooley disregarding the voters outright. Armentano points out that voters pay for enforcing these criminal policies with their tax dollars and should have a say. But even if Proposition 19 fails to pass in the election in November, California's next attorney Attorney General will have to face the issue head on. With national and state surveys showing a steadily increasing public support for legalization from less than 20% in the late 1980s to almost 50% today, and support nearing 60% on the West Coast, voters are only likely to offer more support to a similar measure in a future election. Armentano ends his piece with this thought-provoking question, quote, "If a government's legitimate use of state power is based on the consent of the governed, then at what point does marijuana prohibition, in particular the federal enforcement of prohibition, become illegitimate public policy?" So whoever is California's next attorney general will need to answer that question objectively.
We're not likely to get an objective answer from these people because for so long they have been schooled in the culture that it's a war on drugs. And as DAs, they're, colonels at least in this war on drugs. They're inculcated into this. They can't see it any other way. Paul Armentano hits the nail right on the head when he writes that these people are fine with us voting on which one of them should have the job, which one of them should be the top cop in the state, but they're not fine with us deciding what the laws should be that they enforce. I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You are our employees. You protect and serve us. It's up to the people who are the sovereign in the United States, in the state of California, to make the rules that you enforce, and good or bad, or whether you like them or not, whether you think they're wise or not, it is your job to stand up for the people and enforce these laws. We've seen this many times in many states. Oregon is a recent example with our Death with Dignity Act, where our attorney general had to go support that in front of the Supreme Court. We need to have more attorneys general who realize what their job truly is, to enforce the laws that we, the people, write, regardless of their personal feelings about those laws.
The emergency ban on backyard marijuana gardens was lifted in Fresno County, California on Wednesday. The temporary ban to stop residents from growing marijuana outdoors was approved on September 14th by county supervisors, and it was to last for 45 days. That time frame was to give county officials time to develop a permanent ordinance that would ban the use of people's backyards to grow legal medical marijuana. Judge Jeff Hamilton issued a temporary restraining order against the ban after attorney Brenda Lindler filed suit last week on behalf of four collectives and an individual medical marijuana user. See, the problem is that many medical marijuana patients and caregivers planted their outdoor gardens before the ban, and it would be denying them access to their medical marijuana if the plants had to be pulled. Judge Hamilton will hear arguments on November 3rd on whether to grant a preliminary injunction against any ordinance that would prohibit a citizen to grow medical marijuana outdoors and on their property. If the injunction is granted, it would prevent any county official from enforcing the ordinance for the duration of the lawsuit. Lindler says the emergency ban created apprehension among medical marijuana users who were hesitant to call the police if thieves stole their marijuana plants. She said they didn't want to be viewed as criminals themselves for growing medical marijuana, especially since the marijuana had been growing all summer when no such ban existed. County Council Kevin Briggs said the Board of Supervisors who placed the emergency ban in September will now meet to discuss their next course of action in light of the new ruling. He says that they are disappointed in the issuance of the temporary restraining order against the ban and will be plotting their next legal course of action. One of the supervisors, Henry Perea, said last September that he proposed the ordinance because of recent violence over marijuana plants inside of Fresno city limits. There were four incidents of a shooting and one fatality connected to marijuana gardens. He criticized medical marijuana proponents, saying that they had turned a well-intentioned law into a sham. And I just wanted to point out to you, Radical Russ, that four shootings is very serious. But just last night, I noticed on the news there were four separate shootings in Fresno, none of them having to do with marijuana. That was just last night.
Yeah, exactly. It always gets magnified when it has to do with marijuana because the people in power, the law enforcement, and a lot of the traditional media always want to play that story, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? And they want to paint marijuana as somehow, you know, medical marijuana as somehow increasing violence. It fits their narrative. They're looking for the stories that they can push that fit the narrative that they want to push, and that is that somehow medical marijuana is dangerous. Now, with regard to growing in your backyard, medical marijuana, even in states, you know, where it's legal, I can see where neighborhoods would have a problem with that, right? I have a friend who's growing legal medical marijuana in the backyard, and their backyard has been trespassed upon three different times now with people stealing their plants and stealing their buds. I mean, literally, like, you could see the trail of leaves from where they dragged the plants away. And the only reason that we have any more concern about people growing medical marijuana in your yard compared to growing sunflowers or corn or roses is because nobody's going to jump your backyard fence to go get the corn, the sunflower, or the roses. But the medical marijuana, that's worth a lot of money on the black market. Because, once again, those of us who are healthy have to pay $300, $400, $500 an ounce for this stuff. So what always happens in these stories, and what we need to do as activists when these stories come out, is to always go on the offensive on these stories. Don't take this to where, oh, well, the medical marijuana and they have to have their access. And that's not the point. The point here is that prohibition continues to keep marijuana so expensive that it becomes a danger to grow it in one's own backyard. It once again shows that medical marijuana is not enough and that we need to vote yes on Prop 19 in order to take the first step, the first baby step into ending this illegal market, into bringing the prices in line with other agricultural crops, and making it no big deal if you're growing marijuana in your yard.
Stupid stoner stories.
As a public service, Normal reminds you that smoking marijuana will not make one stupid. However, some stupid people do smoke marijuana. Don't be one of those stoners that make the rest of us look bad. Learn your lesson from today's
Stupid Stoner Story.
Vancouver Island Airport was completely closed down for 4 hours on Wednesday morning after airport officials discovered what first looked like a hand grenade in a passenger's luggage. The passenger terminal at Campbell River Airport was evacuated shortly after 6:30 a.m. when an X-ray scan revealed a suspicious metal item in a green bag. The item was originally spotted in the bag as two men passed through security scanners around 6:15 a.m. Police called in explosive experts from Vancouver and scheduled flights were rerouted to Comox, where the bomb squad investigated. What they found when they opened the suspicious suitcase was a marijuana grinder that was made to look like a replica grenade. The metal grinder used to crush marijuana and make it easier to roll joints or vaporize was just cast metal with a chamber inside to hold the ground of cannabis. No drugs, marijuana, or any other substance was found in the passenger's luggage to suggest the purpose of the item. The airport was reopened at 10:30 a.m. and the Royal County Mounted Police Force detained both men in connection with the grenade-looking object. The two men were eventually released and no charges are expected. RCMP Constable Alexa Blaylock said in a press release about the incident, quote, "It forced an enormous unnecessary use of resources, including specialized units, fire, police, and security staff. The officers were clearly annoyed that the passengers did not realize that he might set off a security alert. Constable Blaylock pointed out that the incident inconvenienced travelers and personnel and cost the airlines a considerable amount of time and money rerouting flights and getting connecting flights and destinations for other passengers." Thanks for that background music, Russ.
It always makes the segment. Okay, so let's see. Note to self. When packing, make sure not to bring the grenade-shaped marijuana grinder. Oh, my God. This is the dumbest thing I've heard since, what was it, the guy from the Blazers, what was his name? He takes the marijuana back through the metal detector in the tinfoil.
Yeah, real bright.
Real bright. You know, though, this does bring up some stuff about airports that I always like to mention, and this doesn't have anything to do with the story, but, you know, I fly a lot as I go to these different events, and I'm always flying out of PDX, and right there at the PDX airport, as you go in, there's this big vat, this big 55-gallon drum, and it's got this little display over it with a sign, and what it does is it says, you know, no liquids allowed on the flight. Right? You've got to pour out your liquids here. You know, pour liquids here. And they got a picture of a hand with a water bottle and it's pouring the liquids out. Now, do y'all remember why we can't have the liquids on the plane and why we have to bring everything in less than 3 ounce containers? It's because they said there was a terror plot where these guys were going to take the liquid components, the components of liquid explosives in separate bottles, and they were going to take those separate bottles and mix them together to create a highly volatile explosive. So we're now supposed to pour out all our liquids into one big 55-gallon drum inside the terminal? That's where the terrorists are going to pour out their liquid explosives? Does this make sense to anyone else? Well, doesn't make sense to me, but a whole lot about flying doesn't make sense to me. Be flying down to San Bernardino this weekend, Saturday. Be at the Cypress Hill Smokeout. Hope to see you there. Be back right after this.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would send you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Normal Show Live reminds you to never consent to a search. If you're holding and you consent, in most states you will be arrested immediately and you will go to jail. If you don't consent to a search, police may try to intimidate you by threatening to bring in drug-sniffing dogs or try to fool you by saying things will go easier if you consent. Yeah, easier for them, sure. Stand your ground, refuse the search, and ask the officer if you're free to go. If they still detain you and eventually find your contraband, you'll be no more busted than if you had allowed the search. But by refusing the search, your attorney has a chance to win your acquittal before a judge. If you consent to the search, your attorney's hands are tied. You can find a list of Normal Legal Committee attorneys specializing in marijuana cases by visiting the Find a Lawyer link at normal.org.
Five of the last seven people to run for president and the last three winners have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today we bring you tunes for Groovin' Thursday, our salute to all the dopest beats and killer rhymes that we find in the best of rap, hip-hop, soul, R&B, and funk. Brought to you by the John Doe Radio Show in Denver, Colorado. Accurate and informative marijuana reform news and entertainment. Available on the THC Media Network and JohnDoeRadio.com. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
John Doe Radio. John Doe here with your Groovin' Thursday tune on Normal Show Live. I first heard of First Place on a radio show called Scratch and Sniff. It's a show where they remix tunes into each other, like AC/DC tunes into a Ludacris tune and so on. I mean, it's a pretty cool show. First Place is one of the unsigned acts they play and also one of their favorites to throw in too, it seems. I've dug everything I've heard from these guys, and last week when I heard this one on the radio, I had to get it from the guys. So I sent First Place an email and they sent over this tune. The song features Potluck, an act many of us are familiar with and dig. Potluck is signed to the Cottonmouth Kings label, Subnoise Records. As I mentioned before, First Place has been on a syndicated mixtape show quite a few times, and one of the DJs of that show, DJ Mike Check, has teamed up with First Place to release a mixtape. You can get it on their MySpace page. Just look for the Great Boombox Mixtape. It includes the previous tunes I've played on Normal Show Live from First Place, including Being Broke Sucks. Well, now that that I think of it, that's the only other tune I've played on Normal Show Live. And being broke really does, yes, suck. From First Place, featuring Potluck, it's the song called Saggin', a remix. You're ready here on Normal Show Live. First, Gone to John, get feeling better, buddy. I'm John Doe. Till we meet again. See ya.
Yeah. Stepped out the house. Nice sunny day. Old lady tell me I'll pull up your pants. Sagging my dicky shorts,
Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Flipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool. Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Flipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool.
Crack the swisher, put some green, roll it up. Everybody that hit it in here is stuck. Living on the edge in the West ain't funny. All we're trying to do is get some goddamn money. You can see my boxers, I'm sagging in the club. If you see me out, show a playboy some love. Eighth of the kush, eighth of the cheese. Everyone out here smoking on trees. Pull me a chick so quick it ain't hard. Broke down cars all in the front yard. Sun all shining, we do a lot. I'm right here on my way to the top. I'ma get rich, talk ish, get drunk. 24 inches, 15s in the trunk. Loaded, a quarter to six. On my way to meet a badass chick.
Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Flipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool. Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Flipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool.
I'm about to be big, big like I am, big like a grand, I'm one large man. I gotta keep it moving, time to go, I'm out the door. I hit the liquor store, then I holler at a whore. Sagging my dickies while I'm sporting tattoos. I got nothing to lose, so I'm guzzling a brew. Smoking on a blunt, popping pills and throwing up. Cause I don't give a fuck, I ain't never growing up. A Toys R Us kid, keep your nose up out my biz. I'm either on the road, doing shows or at the crib. If you notice how I live, no one focus with a gift. I party like a pot star, wrote this for the kids. Who party like me, who naughty like me, who always getting drunk and like the smoky on the tree. And I would probably overdose if that was possible from pot. But I'd rather put my stoner flow, it's obviously hot.
Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Slipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool. Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Flipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool.
Do what I want each and every day. I was born and raised in humble, so you know I'm blamed. Turning my baseball hat to the back and tilted sideways. Cause this is one of those fucking I'm getting high days. Sun rays hit my eyes like I seen a fine girl. I'm feeling so fly, this gon' be my world. Haters wanna hate, but never bringing me down. I'm at the after party, smoking weed and sipping Crown. So glad to be alive. Jordan's on my feet, Dickies hanging. Mirror vibrating, cause I got the beat banging. Down the block, fuck a cop on patrol. We up to no good, but the cops don't know. Tonight we getting drunk, come and join the celebration. West Coast repping everywhere around the nation. High off the E, get stony from the blunts. Lifestyle hella crazy, cause you only live once.
Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Flipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool. Sagging my dicky shorts, hanging with the hot girls. Hella tattoos, black socks, this is my world. Flipping off the cop cars, I don't give a damn fool. I'ma get big and buy a crib with a swimming pool.
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing Media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Hi. in terms of legalization of drugs, I think that the battle, the war on drugs has been a utter failure.
The war on drugs has been a utter failure.
And I think that we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws. Criminalize our marijuana laws. The war on drugs has been a utter failure.
Criminalize our marijuana laws.
The war on drugs has been a utter failure.
Criminalize our marijuana laws.
The war on drugs has been a utter failure.
Criminalize our marijuana laws.
The war Normal Show Live, where we don't change our position on decriminalization in an election year.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
One of the most disturbing elements of the war on marijuana is how it's made police the enemy of otherwise law-abiding cannabis consumers. Fortunately, one group of police officers knows firsthand the futility of the drug war and reaches out to the community and to current law enforcement to end our war on drugs through legalization. It's time now to speak to one such officer in our continuing look at law enforcement against prohibition.
Welcome back, everyone. 31 after the hour, and it's our Leap Speakers Day, as we always have on the second and fourth Thursdays here at Normal Show Live. And joining us today is a former Sutter County Deputy Sheriff from Sheridan, California. It's Nate Bradley. And Nate, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
for having me.
I'm so glad to have you here. We're always glad to talk to law enforcement against prohibition because it's such an important voice to have, the people who were working on the front lines in the war on drugs and dealing with the day-to-day arrests. What was it that made you change your mind? Because you write in your bio about how you just couldn't see another way. What finally convinced you?
It wasn't one thing. It was 3 years. By the way, I've got a small cold, so my voice is going to be really raspy. But it was 3 years of just looking back at the arrests I made, and I saw the impacts, or I saw what I wasn't doing when I was making those arrests.
Mm-hmm.
I saw I was tearing up families. I didn't see me that I was actually helping the problem. I was making it worse. I was putting moms on welfare. I was taking their fathers away from kids for doing nothing other than using a product that our government said no to. That's it. They didn't hurt anybody. They didn't actually kill or rape anybody. They just used something not healthy for them.
Mm. Yeah, and now, of course, you're in California, and California in less than 3 weeks is voting on Proposition 19, which is a small step. It's not the full, you know, legalized drugs that we talk about with LEAP, but it allows a possession of up to 1 ounce and the ability to grow a small personal garden. How do you feel that the passage of Prop 19 would affect the day-to-day work of your California police officers?
It's going to make it safer for them. I mean, a lot of people are saying it's a small step. In my opinion, it's a huge step. I mean, we're telling the rest of the world it's legal. You know, even Amsterdam hasn't actually done that yet.
Right.
You know, this is going to be massive. So, I mean, I personally see, I know it's not the, everyone's going to be able to grow, you know, 50 acres of pot in their backyard, and it's not the freedom they want, but it's a huge step in that we're telling everybody that the sky, it's legal here, and the sky didn't fall.
Yeah, I think that's...
And they're not going to have...
That's definitely going to be a huge impact here is that, you know, for so long we've been arguing for legalization without any concrete example to point to. And now California
exactly.
will give us that.
Because everyone could say, well, you could point at Amsterdam or point at parts of Canada or point at, and there's always, well, it's still illegal to make it or to make it in it's the actual the production of it is still outlawed, so you're still allowed to have crime. This is going to be the first time when we are going to legalize the mass production of it and see if it actually works. Mm-hmm. It might not work. It might fall on its face. You never know until we actually do it.
We've got to give it a try.
I've got to backtrack. I'm jumping all over the place on you. When it comes to the actual law enforcement, they have no idea what they're going to actually, how much crime is going to go down. So much of what the gangs sell, especially down in L.A., because people think that medical marijuana is sold everywhere. They only cover 400,000 people.
Yeah.
In the state, there's still 4.5 to 8 million more people that use it every month, and those people have to buy it out of garages, out of backpacks.
Right.
And those are the people that are getting jumped. They're getting robbed. Just from what I saw as a cop, most people don't report crimes that happen to them when they're buying drugs.
Right, and that's something that I've always made a big point about, is that, how much crime goes unreported because the guy with a pot plant in his closet isn't calling 911?
Tons. I can tell you, as a cop, man, so many people, because people trusted me in the areas I worked. So people would talk to me about it, and they wouldn't want to report it or do anything about it. But these people are just – these people are at the mercy of their neighborhood drug dealers.
Yeah.
And when they sell their neighborhood kids pot, they're also offering them meth. They're also offering them harder drugs. And I used to have parents talk to me about it, complain that this guy is just selling weed to their kid over and over again, but they wouldn't tell me who.
Mm.
And they didn't. They just wanted to. They just wanted someone to talk to, but they knew they couldn't tell me.
Yeah.
And that happens a lot. And so people don't see the public that doesn't use marijuana now. They have no idea the crime and the amount of victims that are out there that nobody has any idea about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we're talking to Nate Bradley here, a LEAP speaker and a former deputy sheriff in California. And this, I always feel that Prop 19 and marijuana legalization is the first little thread that's going to get pulled in this blanket of prohibition, this war on drugs, and even to a larger extent, our criminal justice system as a whole. And you make mention in your bio here about three strikes laws and mandatory minimum laws, and tell folks a little bit about those and how Prop 19 might start to affect those as well.
Well, exactly. Here's the deal. Cops know if you're going up against a guy who's got two strikes on him, he is not going down. Because if you arrest him for a third strike, he's going away for, 20 years to life. Parents, and I started looking at it from the angle of, if that was me, if you're going to take me away from my kid for the rest of my life, I have no reason to even live anymore.
Right.
So I will fight and stab and shoot cops until I either get away or they kill me. And that happened a lot. People have no idea that there's an actual term for cops, that they're going up against a second striker. Because they fight, and if you stop, so a cop can get shot and killed by a guy for just having a pound of weed in his car, which the guy might have got 6 months, maybe got a year for. He knows he's going away for 20, so that just removes another product that cops will need to get shot over, or cops might end up getting shot over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
cops are getting shot over alcohol. If the police had alcohol in the back of his car, I don't have to worry that he doesn't have to worry about going to jail. so I don't have to worry about getting shot.
Exactly, exactly. It needs to be regulated. We don't see gunfights in the streets over tequila. We don't see them over, well, maybe because of tequila, but not, exactly. Not over tequila.
Well, I've seen what tequila can do, my friend.
Yeah, maybe a bad example. Now, with Prop 19 on the ballot and the possibility of it passing, a lot of people point out that there's new enforcement in this, like enforcement of a law that prevents people over the age of 21 from passing marijuana to people between the ages of 18 and 20. Do you see in passing Prop 19 any additional duties for law enforcement that might counteract? I guess where I'm getting at here is some people say that, you know, the war on drugs is a make-work program for police, but will there also be more work in enforcing regulations that will make up for not having to bust potheads?
That is one of the biggest balonies. I mean, I'm going to use naughty words now.
No, go ahead.
But no.
We got no FCC regulations here.
Yeah, that is the biggest pile of BS. Cops, that's what they did was they took the laws for alcohol, right? They photocopied them and took the word alcohol out and put in marijuana. Cops, and that's literally, those are your new crimes. That's it. And the other crimes it talks about, it's already against the law.
Right.
Everything in Prop 19 is already against the law to do. They just had to change some stuff around so it matched the alcohol laws, because when they actually spoke with the moms in the focus groups, the mothers felt more comfortable knowing that it was going to have the same restrictions alcohol had.
Right.
So cops, we're not out there looking for an 18-year-old to pass a joint or to pass a beer can to a 17-year-old. So they're definitely not going to be out there looking for an 18-year-old passing a joint to a 17-year-old.
All right.
It's not the laws will get handled as it happens, but they're not going to see stings. You're not going to see anything other than what they do for alcohol now.
Right. You know, I always address that fear as by saying, you know, has anyone been to college lately and been to a fraternity party? I mean, there's 21s that don't.
It's the biggest fear tactic. It's nothing but just fear mongering. And it's so frustrating because I've been dealing with this here, and I've been dealing with that kind of talk here in Sac for the last 3 months.
Oh, you're in Sacramento. Okay, so that's
with the crazy medical clubs, dude.
Yeah, the Lynette Davies and the collectives out there. Yes.
Yes, I have. I've been wanting to talk to you for days about this because I've been reading everything that you've been writing about it.
Thank you. Give us the ground's eye view of, you know, Sacramento and some of these crazy things that they're saying.
I'm coming up against people, and they're just spreading these falsehoods. Just they're telling people, keep weed legal, vote no on 19. They're actually passing out flyers that says this kind of stuff. Lynette's got a big truck with a huge vote no on 19 on it, and it has Canacare on the side. Mm-hmm. She's driving it around town.
Yeah, so taking money that she made from selling marijuana to people to prevent other people from selling marijuana to people.
It's just, you know, well, it's so frustrating, but the truth of the matter is she's only reaching maybe 2% of the actual voting public. The other people who hear this are just going to think that they're in it for the money. The mm-hmm. people who aren't in medical marijuana, they hear medical marijuana providers against us, and their first thought is greed.
Yeah.
And so it only helps us.
That is my hope for sure. And Nate Bradley, your former Sutton County Deputy Sheriff in California, living in Sacramento now?
Yeah, well, I live about a half hour north of Sac.
Excellent. Well, Nate, thanks for joining us here on Normal Show Live. We appreciate it. We always love hearing from our LEAP speakers.
Great.
All right, take it easy. We'll be back right after this. Going to take another break. And when we come back, the Hydro Comics will be on with us. And stay tuned. This is Normal Show Live.
Which of you are ready to admit to having used marijuana in the past? And they want us to go around and ask each of you. Senator Kerry, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Senator Edwards?
Yes.
Senator Lieber?
Well, you know, I have a reputation for giving unpopular answers at Democratic debates. I never used marijuana. Sorry.
I think you'd probably be a lot cooler if you had, Senator.
Smoke a little pot, drink a little wine. Everything will be just fine.
Hey, man, why are those people laughing?
They're laughing because they're high.
They're high? What are they all high on?
They're high on THC.
Whoa, wait a minute. I thought THC was illegal. Can you get busted and go to jail for being high on THC?
No, dumbass. THC, the Hydro Comics.
Huh? The Hydro Comics? What are the Hydro Comics?
The Hydro Comics are a group of comedians, musicians, and advocates for the legalization of medical marijuana.
What? Really?
I am not shitting you. Yeah, they're all about passing around love and laughter while spreading awareness about the legalization of medical marijuana and the reform of marijuana laws.
Wow. How do I get high on THC? I mean the Hydro Comics.
All you have to do is go to their next gig and show your support for the legalization of medical marijuana and the reform of marijuana laws.
Oh yeah, I'm down. Where's the Hydro Comics next show?
What am I, their mother? The Hydro Comics Legalized Laughter Tour will be at the Crossroads in Garwood, New Jersey on October 22nd. For more information or ticket sales, call the Crossroads at 908-518-0323. That's 908-518-0323. Or visit them on the web at xxroads.com.
The Hydro Comics are proud to be sponsored by NORML, the National Organization to Reform Marijuana Laws, and CMMNJ, the Coalition for Medical Marijuana, New Jersey.
Whoa, man, I just saw the Hydro Comics, and I'm fucking high!
The Hydro Comics do not elicit or approve the use of any legal drugs, and due to the content and nature of this show, the Hydro Comics Legalized Laughter Tour strongly advises all patrons not to carry or use any illegal substances on or around the premises.
Legalization.
Decriminalization.
Lowest law enforcement priority.
Medical marijuana.
Ganja sacrament.
Consumer cannabis.
Industrial hemp. The world of marijuana law reform involves many different aspects of cannabis that interact nearly every public policy discussion in America, including healthcare,
the economy,
global climate change,
law enforcement in prisons,
immigration,
religion,
free speech,
energy policy,
and war. Now, we take a look at how re-legalizing marijuana will change the world in our NORML Show Live Cannabis Conversations.
Welcome back, everyone. 46 after the hour, we're joined on the telephone by the Hydro Comics, and I'm not sure who all we have, but Richard, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing, Russ? This is Rich. Zool.
Rich, who else is there?
I got Joe Conti with us. Say hello, Joe.
How you doing, Russ?
Hey, Joe.
How you doing, man? I want to thank you guys for having us on the show, you and Cannabis Kyrie, and also we wish Ganja John a speedy recovery.
Absolutely, and he should be calling in later in hour two. We'll get the latest updates. He's back at home and doing well. I got to see him last night. Rich, the Hydro Comics, I've got the I got to get the webcam up here, too, because we got your graphic. I love the graphic. You're all dressed as a little comic here, with Superman, Green Lantern, Robin, Aquaman. I can't get the back one. But the dog, I had to point out the dog looks like my dog. What's up with that?
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's the Wonder Dog, Zoe.
I got cameras in your house, Rob.
I know. They're always watching me, man. So you got your comedy shows night,
right?
Coming up. Tell us about your group, the Hydro Comics. What's it like as far as comedy music? What's going on?
Well, you know, I put together this idea a couple of months ago, you know, because I'm just, like, sick of living as a criminal every day.
Yeah.
You know, I break the law every day, and I'm kind of tired of it. And being a comedian for over 20 years now, I figured I wanted to do something to educate people, you know. So I wanted to do something a little different, put a little comedy show and get a couple bands. And then I, after researching, you know, I started to get a little upset about the things that are going on. And I got NORML involved, and they're going to be at the show, and CMMNJ, Coalition for Medical Marijuana, New Jersey. And they're going to be coming and supporting. We would just want to educate and have people have a good time at the same time, you know?
That is so cool. You know, we work with Chris Goldstein, by the way, from CMMNJ and NORML, New Jersey. He was the founder of our original show here. So we've been working with Chris for a long time. Great guy. Let's make sure everyone knows how to get in touch with you guys. You know, how can they find you on the web?
Well, right now you can find us on Facebook. You just go and type in Hydro Comics. We're building the website as we speak. That should be up in like another couple of weeks. But if they're interested in the show, they could go to xxroads.com. And, you know, we're doing our first show next Friday. So, you know.
Right on. Now, where's the show? Where's the Friday show?
The show was in Garwood, New Jersey.
Excellent.
You know, we just passed that law October 1st, and it's kind of ridiculous. So.
Yeah, you know, Governor Christie out there has been delaying it and putting all sorts of roadblocks onto it. I mean, it's like they passed this law for people, for medical marijuana, if they have less than 12 months to live, it's going to take like 15 to 18 months before any of those people get any medical marijuana. It's stupid.
I think Christie's going to allow them to put more salt in Big Macs before he actually makes this an easier law to pass.
Yeah, really. Now, Joe, you're also a comedian with the Hydro Comics?
Yeah. This is Rich's brainchild. And it's weird because I'm not even a guy who, like, smokes pot or anything. I just really always found the whole hypocritical thing about how you could be a complete and utter lush every weekend and then go to work on Monday and you're okay. It's just, he likes to tip a few back. But if you're like smoke a little pot or you just do something like that, you're considered like a dirtbag. And I always found that so hypocritical. And when he brought this to me, I'm like, you know what? And it's a great novel idea. And especially when you're trying to do comedy and music together, it's very difficult to find a common theme that will make a comedy show / music show flow well. But I think this works.
Well, tell us a little bit about the music. What bands do you have? What kind? Is it like parody music or what do you got going?
Well, we got an acoustic band to start off the show, you know, as people coming in and, sitting down, eating, getting a couple of drinks. So they'll be playing acoustic music for an hour.
These guys, they're two guys that play acoustic guitar, and they literally play everything from Lady Gaga to Slayer acoustically.
Yeah.
And the guys are great. They're so much fun.
Yeah, the name of them is True Acoustic.
True Acoustic, yeah. Yep.
And then we're gonna have like a 10-minute Chris Goldstein is supposed to show up and speak for a couple of minutes, you know, educate the people a little bit, and then we're gonna do a video demonstration and then a comedy for an hour, and then after that we got another band called Venus Flytrap. They play rock and roll, so they're gonna end up the show.
Oh, that sounds like a great show, and you got the Friday show going on. Is there any other shows? Is this gonna tour where more people can get a chance to see it on the East Coast?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we're working on right now. We'd love to come out to Oregon and hang out with you guys. You know, we just want to go out and spread the word, everybody. I mean, we appreciate everything you guys are doing there. You guys are well educated. You know, I'm just learning this. And if we could get people to shows and you guys could educate and we could help do that and get this done the right way, then, you know, we're down for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, just in general, not just talking about your show, but like all your career in comedy for both of you, what's a better comedy audience, an audience full of drunks or an audience full of stoners?
Joe?
Let's put it to you this way. When you get a bunch of bachelorettes for a bachelorette party and they all got the penis hats on and they're drinking, it's not fun.
Okay.
You can never really tell who's high because, you know, whenever a comic says, hey, where are my stoners tonight? Everybody, you know, grandparents put their hands up because they just want to be cool. So we never really sure. But trust me, I don't mind people who are drinking a little bit. When people get drunk, it's obnoxious. And it's just like, you know what, we don't even want to deal with it. There are some comedy clubs in New York City where they will actually only let people drink so much. And then that's it, because they want it to be a good show. Because they know when people get really hammered, it becomes a mess.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll definitely take the stoners.
Yeah, I used to be one of those people, actually.
Okay.
I quit drinking 13 months ago, and that's the other thing, Russ. It just annoys me that, you know, I don't want to drink, and I don't want to do any other drugs. But when I get home from work and want to unwind, you know, I might want to smoke a little joint, relax. But I'm breaking the law. You know what I mean?
Is that recent switch of yours then, Richard? Is that due to marijuana, or had you always been using pot, you know, as you'd been drinking?
I've been a smoker all of my life.
Okay.
You know, it's something that it's been part of my life, and I've never had a problem with it. And, you know, I'm not addicted to it. It's just that some days I'd like to relax and, you know, just chill out. And that,
yeah.
There's no harm to it.
Yeah.
You know, on the other case, when I drank, I was a complete idiot. You know what I mean? Getting
yeah.
troubled, acted stupid.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I was just going to say that.
I'm banned from every comedy club in Jersey now. So.
Well, it's, you know, my own experience, you know, I played music in clubs. I was a professional musician since I was 17 and played for, you know, 15 years in clubs. And I was one of those drinkers. I was one of those obnoxious drunks, you know. And when I was turned on to cannabis at age 22, it was like, this is drugs, really? This is what everybody was telling me was so bad? So, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, we've been getting a lot of support. We actually, the guy that's doing the venue at the Crossroads, his name is Lee Frankel, and he's actually here, and he's trying to get a sponsor for us right now. Maybe can I put Lee on?
Sure, yeah. Let's get him on.
Hold on. Here's Lee.
Hey, how are you, man?
Hey, Lee, doing good. Welcome to the show.
Excellent. Thanks for having me.
So what's your involvement with the show here? Are you the venue owner?
Yeah, venue owner, and we're coming up with some nice sponsorships and really looking to put this thing out on the road. And, the whole entertainment awareness concept, I think, is great. And a lot of different venues around that this would really work well in.
Yeah. You know, we played the advertisement, a little two-minute MP3 that the guy sent me, and it's got right. The standard disclaimer on it. And we've got a disclaimer here on our show, too. You know, we do not advocate illegal activity and, you know, don't bring weed to the gigs and all that. Do you worry about things like, you know, the Rave Act and all these different ways that, you know, a prosecutor might come down on you for hosting a gig like this, or is that even a concern anymore?
I don't think so. I mean, this is really about awareness, and it's about the law. And, you know, New Jersey, this is something that's coming up. And, you know, it really needs – I mean, Nicholas Guattari, I guess, from Union, had really sponsored this bill.
Right.
And it's about medicine. And it's not about telling everybody, hey, you know, go sit home with your bongs, which – you know, it's, I'm not really worried about it because, you know, we are really promoting what is a New Jersey legislator.
Yeah, it's not like it's a show promoting rape and murder, you know what I mean?
Right.
They should, you know, they should really figure that out. It's like, well, you know what, they're talking about medical marijuana. I've had people tell me, they're like, dude, I don't know if that's a good idea for you because my brother's a cop. It's like, so what? I'm not saying, hey, let's go out and just murder people and let's let all the murderers free. We're talking about the law, like Lee says, you know. I think it's a smart thing.
Yeah,
especially free speech, you know.
Yeah, we absolutely support that, and it's good to have business owners that are willing to understand that as well, and kind of, you know, put their money where their mouth is and say, yeah, we support this. This is perfectly, you know, to use the phrase, normal for people to be talking about this.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, they're going to start cracking down a lot of things, and they say don't smoke in the bars and don't do this. But, I mean, you go to a movie, you can see the most brutal acts. You can go to a comedy show. You hear any topic is on the table. And, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, go to the comedy clubs and tell people certain topics are off limits? I mean, you can't really do that.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we definitely want everyone to check out the Hydro Comics Get High with THC. Check them out on Facebook.com, just The Hydro Comics. You should be able to find it from there. Do you guys have what the domain will be when your website is ready?
What domain name? When it's
oh, yeah, it's called thehydrocomics.com. I'm back on the line with you, Russ. It's Rich.
Okay, thehydrocomics.com. Excellent. Well, gentlemen, Richard, Joe, and Lee, thank you so much for joining us here on Normal Show Live, and looking forward to getting some reports back from some successful shows.
All right, thank you so much, Russ. We appreciate it. And thank Cannibal.
Great. I already mentioned murder. Stop
yeah, murder was on the mind. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And also, everybody, check out CMMNJ.org, CMMNJ, Coalition for Medical Marijuana New Jersey.org. That's the leading group out there in New Jersey working specifically on the medical marijuana issue. Of course, there's also Normal New Jersey, normalnj.org, where you can get more information on the fight for overall legalization of marijuana in the No Garden State. And we're done here. We're just about wrapping up the show. Let me bring Cannibal Carey back up on the line. Cannibal Carey, are you there?
I am there. You know, I love that so much. I know you know, Russ, I'm sort of obsessed a little bit with cannibalism, and that's great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Carey's a big fan of the cannibalism.
I'm a big meat eater. It's okay.
You know, when Carey invites you over to dinner, just make sure you're a guest and not on the menu.
That's right.
Well, hope you stick with us here. We're going to move into hour two of Normal Show Live, our Toker Talk Radio, where we take calls and chats and just have ourselves a good time listening to some music. For those of you listening on the podcast, you won't get that part. It's only hour one in the podcast. We're not going to podcast hour two. Hour two is just for us. It's just the live thing. Ganja John will be calling in, so we'll get the latest updates on Hello Kidney. And tomorrow on Normal Show Live, we'll have a preview from Steve Bloom of CelebStoner.com of the upcoming Cypress Hill Smokeout, which I will be at on Saturday. For everyone here at Normal Show Live, Cannabis Carry and the Normal Foundation, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for tuning into the show. Check out our blog at stash.normal.org for the latest updates and links to all the stories that we've done on our headlines. You can also get the downloads from our daily Toker tunes. If there's a song you've heard and you want it, it's probably online at stash.normal.org. We'll see you tomorrow, and until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.